I'm sitting in the peace and quiet of Bermondsey Square to record a few notes about tonight's meeting of Bermondsey Community Council at the Harris Academy. Probably the most noteworthy thing that came up was the question of a memorial in Bermondsey to Jade Goody. First of all, the chair of the Community Council, Bob Skelly, explained that the mayor of Southwark, Councillor Eliza Mann, will be attending Jade's funeral on Saturday to represent the people of Bermondsey. He also went to some lengths to stress that the reporting in the papers and on TV in the last week about what the council's intentions might be for a memorial to Jade Goody and some of the reports of a possible statue were completely inaccurate and should be completely disregarded. But he was really wanting to gauge the opinion of people in the area about what might be an appropriate memorial. He asked for a show of hands of who would support a statue of Jade Goody. No one raised their hands for that, but there was some support for the idea of putting a blue plaque on the wall of the building on the Dickens estate where Jade grew up. Some of the other things that came up included a presentation by Councillor Tim McNally, who spoke in his capacity as a warden of the United St Saviour's Charity, which has got £1 million to give away in grants between now and 2012 for groups working with disadvantaged young people and children in Southwark. And he gave a few examples of the local groups that benefited last year from their round of grants, such as the Globe Academy, Blackfriars Settlement and Kids Company, all of which are locally based, as well as the Manor Centre in Melia Street and the Walworth Garden Farm. We had a long presentation from the chairman of the bench for Lambeth and Southwark, who was present as part of a community outreach exercise to encourage more people to become magistrates. He gave a very good presentation about how the system works in Lambeth and Southwark. There are two courts, Camberwell Green and Tower Bridge, and gave an idea of what being a magistrate might involve. We had the launch of the Community Council Fund for this year, which is the programme of small grants to local organisations that each of Southwark's eight community councils can award. We had a couple of presentations from organisations that benefited last year to give some idea of how the money is spent. So we heard about Kintore Way Children's Centre and the fun day they'd organised, and also Bermondsey Community Council, Bermondsey Community Nursery in Gainsford Street, who'd also organised a fun day using the funding they'd got from the Community Council. Then it was on to the police update. Sergeant Rob Evans, who is in charge of the Riverside Ward Safer Neighbourhoods team, gave a brief update on behalf of all the officers covering Grange, South Bermondsey and Riverside. I think some of the main issues were in his ward. They've been combating problems with beggars around London Bridge Station. And he also reported on the seizure of the trolley of an illegal trader selling nuts in the Potter's Fields area. They've also been doing some work on problems with delivery drivers in Riverside Ward, supermarket delivery vans, Tesco, Ocado, that sort of thing, where vans have been attacked or had money or goods stolen from them. It was a well-reported case more than a year ago now when Tesco stopped evening deliveries in that part of SE1 because they'd had so many problems. But Sergeant Evans was able to report that there'd been a reduction in that sort of incident. And he also reported a success story from his team. Two of his PCSOs on the 26th of February had spotted a prolific burglar who had failed to attend Towerbridge Magistrates Court that morning, walking along Mill Street, and they summoned assistance and he was apprehended and is now back in prison. Then there was the usual round of discussion on transport and similar questions about bus lanes that come up at every meeting. If you live in Riverside, Grange or South Bermondsey, it's a good idea to get to know your community council. The next meeting is just 4 weeks away on the 29th of April. Look out for more details of what's on the agenda for next time on the SE1 website in the week or so before the meeting.